The Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, please drink responsibly.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com.
I've got that wood.
This.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Is.
Smile.
The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
Kentucky fans are so classy that they take the dishes out of the sink before they pee in it.
Tommy Kraft.
Tabita, Tualaka Ogno, Tualapa Opano, Mosesetamo, Vahi Oho, Vihokeo, Valai Tutuo. I think I nailed it.
And Nick Mason.
I'm going to invite all my closest friends to play golf, and Tommy Kraft, John Neighbors are not part of that group.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go. Appreciate everybody listening in on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. Going to have a lot of things to get to in this hour for sure. Continuing to talk about the Arkansas Razorbacks making it to the College World Series on this Fastball Friday presented by Harry Robinson Buick GMC. Let's go to the phone lines as we're going to be joined by Scott Tabor, a former Arkansas Razorback baseball player. Joins us twice in 1 week. Scott, double duty. How much is Tommy paying you for these spots?
Double the pay, baby. Double the pay.
Yeah, that's right. Got to get you on overtime. But appreciate you joining us regardless. It's College World Series weekend. It's finally arrived. Obviously, we talked with you on Tuesday about Arkansas spot and what you thought about the matchups and all that. Now that it's finally here, it's pretty amazing how it's all setting up and how it's all coming to be. And, you know, I want to start with just the matchups themselves and the teams that they're playing and all of that, because I still feel like Arkansas, I'm not saying they should be a favorite, but I still feel like they should be a team that can advance far into this tournament. Your expectation for the Razorbacks, I mean, is it something that you say they have to win this amount of games in order for you to be satisfied? Is it going to be disappointing if they go 0-2? I mean, what's kind of your feeling and expectation going into the College World Series?
You know, John, it's kind of like you had to sit around all day and wait for the good TV show to come on tonight, and that's what this whole season seemed like.
Yeah.
Kind of went through all the trappings of getting to it. And, you know, we finally have gotten to the World Series where we expected to be from day one. And so I think Arkansas, and I think this is a feeling that a lot of people have, it's you say, well, but we don't really have any favorites in this because there's so many great teams. I think under the breath people going, but I think Arkansas has probably got the inside track. You don't want to say it too loud because then you'd be playing a favorite. And that's the way I feel. You know, you don't want to get excited, but then inside you're going, you know, there's no reason for us not to be able to run right through this thing. You know, it'll be hard, it'll be tough, but just kind of like the reason, you know, we win a game, lose a game, and then we come back and win the last game the way we should. And it's just like everything is just lining up, you know, and even coming and playing Texas the first game, which is adds more excitement to it for Arkansas fans. I think things will wind up well. You know, I'm up in Northwest Arkansas this week, this end of this week for following my son in baseball, and we went by and watched them after our game, rushed over and watched them get on the bus to go over to get to Omaha, and it was, you know, a really big deal. All the kids are relaxed, but you can tell they're excited, and there's a little bit more adrenaline flowing, and it's going to be some exciting times.
You know, Scott, when, you know, I just asked this question of Phil Elson, I don't know if we got into it as detailed as maybe a pitcher thinks. When playing tournament baseball and maybe how that separates and is very different than in a typical weekend series when it comes to managing your staff and how maybe potentially how quick you can get off schedule in tournament baseball if you lose and then you get into rest and what that does to your bullpen. Just as you kind of see how the College World Series typically is laid out and the rest and the orchestration of all the pitching, How could that potentially be an advantage or a disadvantage for Arkansas moving forward in the series?
I think the advantage comes from the way Wes Johnson has managed our staff all year. So it's not how he'll manage it this weekend or in this coming week, but all year, not keeping Blaine Knight out there for 8 or 9 innings, you know, pulling him after 6, pulling him after 5, and he's rolling. And 4 won one game, and everybody's going, what happened? Is he hurt? You know, I was questioning that. and you can kind of see now at the end, as an end result, what has happened and what has evolved this year. It doesn't have any worn out arms. They're always going to have a couple of nicks and bruises, but they're not worn out arms. And so I think everybody is healthy coming into this, which bodes well for the Razorbacks because they're already deep in pitching. And so our top tier guys can bounce back pretty quick, because I don't know if a lot of people know, they go, well, they can only throw once a week. Well, you don't just throw once a week. You know, that's just once a week in a game. You throw a quality bullpen, usually I used to throw mine on Tuesdays. And so there were some times where we would have a midweek game, and on Tuesday, rather than me throwing a bullpen before the game, I would wait till near the end of the game and see how things were panning out. I may come in and throw three innings in a midweek game at the end of the game. And so, and especially this time of year, you know, this is the World Series. This is for the national championship. So if you get to throw and you're a little bit stressed and you're a little bit tired, it's okay. These kids are young, and these arms are okay. So you can come back and throw a knife for an inning or two, or get out of the jam, or bring in Murphy if you have to get face a couple of lefties in the middle of the lineup. And so those aren't big things, as big as a lot of people make them, because they're going to be throwing a bullpen anyway. So I think it bodes well for this Arkansas staff.
Speaking with Scott Tabor, former Razorback pitcher, right now on the Morning Rush. Hey, Scott, obviously with this season and the expectations that were going into the season, they have been met as far as getting back to the College World Series. That was a goal. Now you got to make some noise in it. But we were talking about what makes this team different. What's the feel of it is just different from what it has been with previous College World Series teams. I feel like it's just because the expectation was to be one of the best teams in the country going into the year. And so far, and to the most important point, you have proven that, and that has added to the excitement and added to what makes it so special. But in your opinion, what has made this year feel so different, this season, this College World Series for this Razorback team feel so different from the previous ones?
I think their ability to bounce back from adversity, and they didn't have a ton of adversity, but, you know, it's not like we went into every game and every series, and even though we expected to win them, we didn't go through and sweep through, and a lot of people want that. You know, in football, a lot of times you're so much physically better than the other team, you're going to beat them by 45 points. And it's just to draw it up, you know what's going to happen, and it happens. And in baseball, there's so many moving parts, and it's just such a fluid situation. You have different pitchers every game, and hitters in slumps, and hitters hitting it hard, new guys coming in. And then you have the other team doing the same thing. So anything can happen. Take the Mississippi State series, for example. We went there and got swept. And instead of looking around at each other going, oh, no, here we go again, you know, and the next weekend lose 2 out of 3, and then the next weekend get swept. And then they didn't do that. They took it as it was. You know, Mississippi State was really, really just kind of coming on. I think we were at the beginning of their hot streak, unfortunately. You don't want to be the beginning of anybody's hot streak. But we didn't collapse. So we kind of kept our nose to it. They kept doing their job. They stayed with what they were doing well, and it paid off at the end. And it's hard to see that while you're in a season. It's easy to see that at the end of the season, look back, go, well, here's what we did, and here's why we did it. So they didn't look beyond what they were doing from day to day, and they kept to the task, and it's paid off.
You know, Scott, not that this team has any real correlation to the 2015 team, but I think you always have to reflect on you know, what happened last time you were in Omaha, and from Dave Van Horn's perspective, at least, and try to draw some kind of take something away from it, at least. And 2015, you played Virginia round one, and you played Miami, and you were two games and out. And as you kind of remember or go back to that particular series, Virginia obviously had some really good arms. They went on and eventually were the College World Series champion. Runner-up was Vandy, who's obviously in your conference and you saw several times throughout the year. How does this team maybe compare to that team and the draw that you've got early on in this potentially different than it was in 2015, if you just want to draw some comparisons?
Well, I think that's a good point. I think this team, one of the things that you see really in the eyes of the players and of the coaching staff is the confidence and their lack of fear, you know. There's no fear in this team, because they know even if somebody is not hitting well, you know, if Fletcher's not hitting the ball well, the two or three guys around him are hitting the ball really well. So at the end of the game, seventh inning, eighth inning, and we're down by two runs, you don't see any panic. everybody still takes a good approach at the plate, then they know all it takes is a couple of good at bats, and then somebody go deep, and you're up by one. And so I think that's a big factor. But as far as our draw, I believe it's even better because there's some familiarity. We know we can beat these guys. You know, there's an unknown play in Virginia. You know, we hear they're really good. We hear they got great arms. Well, everybody's going to be good, and everybody's going to have great arms when they get to the World Series. We have great arms. So they got great arms. We have great arms. This year, the teams we've already played them. We played Texas, so there's no fear of the unknown. So they have some knowns there. They know what we have to do, and really – the game doesn't change. They're not going to change up the lineup because we're playing somebody that we played before. They're not going to change our pitching staff because we literally don't have any secret plays. We don't have any flea flickers to throw at them. It's baseball. You know, it comes down to pure baseball. We have the talent. We know they have their talent, but I think we all have the confidence that we have the talent up and down the lineup to go through, especially in our bracket, you know, because we've already done that.
Scott, there's a lot of great players that Arkansas has on their roster right now. I mean, there's really not a weakness above them. But looking into the weekend, is there a particular player that you're really going to be watching for to elevate their game in order to bring it home? And is it Carson Shad? Is it going to be a pitcher? I mean, who are you watching this weekend and maybe even into next weekend?
You know, I think Shaddy, I think he is on such an emotional high right now, and he's playing at a really high level. But he's not crazy off the charts. Excited. He's just. You can see his enthusiasm and his focus. And I think he's really going to be focused. Going back to his 2015 experience, he's going to make sure the guys around him, and especially the younger guys, all understand what's going on and don't let it get too big for them. You know, enjoy the moment while you're there, but then get on the field and let's get down to business. Let's approach the game like we've approached all year. I'd like to see him, and I think he will be a major cog in this machine. I think one of the big keys is getting Fletcher. I think he will, for some reason, I just feel like he is just ready to explode. You know, he's had some good at-bats. He's kind of been down a little bit lately, but he's had some good at-bats, and I'd like to see him, Tyson, have a great tournament. If he has a great tournament, the Hogs are going to romp. I think our pitching staff is what it is. They've proved all year to be solid through our starting, and I think Cronin, I think he's going to bring Cronin in sooner than later and in a lot more situations than just a save situation, because he hasn't thrown much lately since his illness. His strength has come back and his arm is very rested. You know, they had to sneak him in the last game just to get him an inning in the Super Regionals. I was hoping they were going to do that because they don't ever show the bullpen on TV. I'm going, surely he's going to bring Cronin in just to get an inning of work. He's got to have work. And then he popped in and he came in, and you could just see the adrenaline. I mean, he was just throwing BBs. Never threw a breaking ball. Yeah, he said, "I'm going to throw hard. You're going to have to catch up to it. And here's what I got, and you got to hit it." And then they could, you know, he's got great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. We went through a few players there, and you know, pitching staff. They got the hitting, they got the leadership, they got the veterans, they got the experience, they got the youth. I mean, this team's got it all. It's really amazing.
Exactly. That's why, like we talked about on paper at the beginning of the year, these were the expectations. And very rarely do you have a team where you sit down and you say, these are our expectations. And Tyler, you know this. Your goals at the beginning of every year are to win the national championship. And if they're not, you're playing at the wrong place. But at the University of Arkansas, those expectations can be met. And it's just a lot of things have to go just right for that to happen. And you hate to get too excited about it too early in the year. Well, part of the year to win is now. And so it's a good time to get excited about it because it's all right in front of us.
It's going to be a great event, and hopefully we're able to catch up with Scott Tabor next week, talking a little bit about the advancement of the Razorbacks in the College World Series. Scott Tabor, former Razorback pitcher, always appreciate you joining us. Scott, great stuff as always, man. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
All right. Enjoy it. Talk to you next week.
We'll see you then. 877-377-6963. More of the show coming up next. Stay with us. This is The Morning Rush.
This Morning Rush podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, drink responsibly. Now back to the podcast.
Tommy and get your voice heard. 877-377-6963. This is The Morning Rush.
All right, welcome back into The Morning Rush. Appreciate everybody listening in this morning. We're going to be catching up with Phil Elson, voice of the Arkansas Razorback baseball team, here in just a second. But first, it is a Fastball Friday presented by Harry Robinson Buick GMC.
Yes, here are crew cab SLT trucks right now. These are premium professional grade trucks, perfect for work or play. Heated and cooled seats, digital dash, navigation, OnStar, tons of other features. Right now, best price they've had in 12 months, over $12,000 off on Crew Cab SLT trucks. These are premium trucks, or you can take zero for 72-month financing right now at Harry Robinson Buick GMC. Over 12 grand off on SLTs right now at Harry Robinson Buick GMC, exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith.
All right, let's go to the phone lines as we are joined by voice of the Arkansas Razorback baseball team, Phil Elson. Phil, appreciate you joining us. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm good, John. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Omaha. I'm looking at the Missouri River and happy to be here. Yeah, no doubt.
Well, that's really where I wanted to start, because I know that we were talking about all the expectations that this team has had going into it. Now they're finally at the College World Series. Has it set in for you yet? Has the excitement kicked in for you yet? Do you really feel the energy rising? I mean, what's the overall feel and mood right now dealing with this Razorback baseball team?
Oh, it was really cool being with those guys yesterday traveling. I mean, it was they're fun to travel with no matter what, because it's always been a loose group and the way they get along. But you can tell there's a little bit of cloud nine because they know where they are right now. But I don't know if it's necessarily fully set in until, you know, the opening ceremonies and everything that's going on today, because they'll practice at 1 o'clock today. All the eight teams that are here will practice and go through their media sessions and then autograph sessions. And then the big opening ceremonies tonight, which, as I understand, they blow it out. I mean, completely, with a huge fireworks display. And it's like an Olympic opening ceremonies with the team like marching through town on their way to the stadium. I can't even imagine. I have a feeling that's when it really sets in of where you are and what's going on. And they all know why they're here, but none of the events have necessarily started yet. That, to me, is probably when it sinks in.
You know, Phil, when you look at this baseball team and how they match up against Texas, you know, and I've asked some of the general media this question, but to get a specific insight on a baseball answer of how these two teams match up, your thoughts?
I think they match up really well. I mean, Texas, to me, when I'm looking at their lineup, they are in some ways a one-man show. I mean, they got to the NCAA tournament based upon team things, but I think they got through the regional and the super regional based on Cody Clemens. That's what it looks like to me. You can't let him beat you. So I don't know if it's a matter of how you pitch to him, but it certainly is a matter of how you pitch to the guys that are in front of him, because you can't let Cody Clemens beat you, because that's what he's doing. He's beating teams almost single-handedly. And they got a couple of pitchers out of the bullpen that have had good seasons and good runs in the postseason. But I do think that Arkansas's pitching, I think Knight versus Kingham is an edge to Arkansas. I think the Arkansas bullpen is an edge to the Razorbacks. And I think that the lineup 1 through 9 is much deeper than the Texas lineup. But that doesn't mean that Arkansas wins the game. To me, that only means they win the game on paper. But paper never wins a game for you.
Speaking with Phil Elson, the voice of the Arkansas Razorback baseball team right now on the Morning Rush. Phil, one of the things we were discussing, too, is just how this feel is different. This team feels different heading into the College World Series, because we've seen them before. They've made it before. But this year is just a little bit different. And the reason that I'm attributing it to is because not only are they making it, but they have a chance to win it. But it's also the expectation before the season started, where they met the expectation. Razorback fans aren't used to meeting expectations when teams are supposed to be really good in their sport. Do you feel like all of those pieces coming together and being where they're at right now is all attributed to the fact that this year feels a little different than the previous ones?
It has to, because I've not been around a team that's had these sort of expectations. I think there was, the 2011 or 2012 team opened up the season ranked number one in the country in a couple of the polls. You know, that's close to where this team was. But the expectations have been there, I really think, from, it hasn't even just been since January, guys, when the polls started coming out. It's been a year ago since Blaine wrote his letter, you know, on the website and started talking about, you know, we're going to go to Omaha next year. And then Carson and Luke decide to come back. And you're like, goodness, I mean, there's two more bats right there. And that's before we even knew how good Casey Martin and Heston Kerstad are. So, I mean, I've had expectations for this team in my own mind based upon the talent that was there. And they're exactly where I thought they would be. And I think that a lot of fans feel the same way. Is it a different feeling for you? I'm sure it is. And it's a great feeling to have. you know, but that also sometimes can open you up to a little disappointment, because baseball, unfortunately, is a cruel game. You know, like I said before, I mean, they win this game on paper, and they probably win their bracket on paper. On paper, it's Oregon State versus Arkansas for the national title. But this sport is unforgiving. One mistake makes the biggest difference. That's what I'm talking about with Cody Clemens. I mean, he can beat you on the wrong pitch, and that one pitch can ruin the whole thing for you. So I'm not telling you not to have those expectations. I think this team, and I've been saying it for a while, they've got everything that you want to win a national title. So these guys have had the expectations heaped on them, and it's really impressive to see them play at such a high level for such a long time, knowing what's been expected of them, because I think they've expected the exact same thing from themselves.
You know, Phil, when you get into tournament baseball, it's almost different than your weekend series. You know, I mean, you throw Knight out there, you throw Casey out there, and you know, you feel like you've got two wins there in a weekend series. But when you start playing tournament ball, kind of gets into a different rhythm and routine. What do you think Dave's thoughts are, and what is strategically the plan in terms of pitching to go through a tournament setting versus, you know, your typical weekend series, or is it different?
No, I do think that there's differences to tournaments. Matchups play, you know, a little bit differently than when you're seeing a team for three games in a row or two games in a row. But I don't know if you manage the game any differently, because, I mean, maybe the only difference you might do is, you know, who you start, because you know that there's at least two games that you're going to play as far as the starting pitching. But there's no reason to change things up. And really, I mean, because they've already played Texas twice, Casey Murphy started the first game against the Texas Longhorns way back in March. So they've already seen him. They haven't seen Blaine Knight. So, you know, that's one thing right there. It's a pretty easy decision to go throw Blaine Knight. And then after that, I mean, I don't really think you change things very much, because the rotation has been, for the last 2 months, Knight 1, Murphy 2. The lineup has been very consistent, 1 through 9. I mean, the only changes that Dave's been making in the lineup these days is switching Grant Cook and Jared Gates in 7 and 8, depending on if there's a left-handed pitcher out there. So,
I guess, Phil, not to interrupt you, but my question would be beyond the first two games. Now you're into a tournament setting, and you kind of throw your in terms of typical time and rest for pitchers. You know, now that throws, okay, well, when's the next time you can throw Blaine Knight back out there? When's the next time you can throw Casey out there on potentially short rest, which gets you into a different, I thought, maybe potentially a different thought process in tournament baseball than.
That's true. I mean, there might be a case that if you get through the first couple of games, you know, with wins, I think you end up with Blaine getting, I think, 4 days rest, which is the kind of rest that you get in professional baseball as a starting pitcher. So, yeah, in that case, there might be a different thought to it. But on the other hand, you know, then you're thinking, well, Isaiah looked really good his last time out, depending on how many relievers are available after those two games. And they will have extra rest, too, because there are always days between games, the first couple of games. So you feel like Rindle and Lowski will have the rest that they would get, where in a series over a weekend, they wouldn't get that kind of a rest. And the same with Matt Cronin. So that's why I kind of think that they're in a really good place bullpen-wise, because these guys can throw innings. And if you get 4 or 5 innings out of Campbell, and if he looks good, which has been an if, then you're in really good position because then you have Blaine Knight saved for, you know, maybe the first game of the championship series. So that might be one area where things are different. The fact that you have extra rest for these relievers is going to be a huge thing for Arkansas.
Phil Elson, voice of the Arkansas Razorback baseball team. Great stuff, Phil, as always. I know it's going to be a fun weekend for you. I'm kind of jealous of you. Seems like you're living the dream when calling these games, especially in the College World Series. Hope we're able to catch up with you next week when the Razorbacks advance to the College World Series final, maybe? Seems to be the expectation.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be something? Well, it's a lot of fun calling the games no matter what, but there's something about this year that definitely stands out, and it's been a ball.
Great talking with you, Phil. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Okay, thanks, guys.
877-377-6963 is the number to call in. We're up against the break. We've got to get out of here. Before we do, though, we got to tell you about Gaston's.
Yeah, no place better to spend Father's Day weekend than Gaston's White River Resort. Great place to escape the summer heat. I was looking on their Facebook page, which is a great place to keep up with specials in the restaurant, what's going on at Gaston's. Water temperature staying right around 50 degrees right now, so the river is a great cool place to be. It's the coolest place to be, and you'll have a great chance at some nice browns that are right now, biting. And a great place to hang out is at Gaston's. Mentioned Father's Day weekend. They're going to have some great specials in the restaurant that overlooks the White River. So if you want to spend a great weekend fishing, or maybe you live in the area in north central Arkansas and you can make it over to Gaston's for Father's Day, don't forget Father's Day weekend. Whether it's a Saturday night meal or their Sunday brunch, Gaston's is ready for you for Father's Day, and Dad will appreciate the memories made at Gaston's. 870-431-5202. Anytime this summer, Gaston's is ready for you for a great memory, a great fishing trip, something that you'll be talking about for years to come at Gaston's White River Resort. 870-431-5202 at Gaston's. That's Gaston's White River Resort. A first-class time every time.
This Morning Rush podcast brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, drink responsibly. Now back to the podcast.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com.
I got that wood.
This.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Is.
Smile.
The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
Kentucky fans are so classy that they take the dishes out of the sink before they pee in it.
Tommy Kraft.
Tavita Tualaka Ogno Tualapa Opano Mosesetimo Vahi Oho Vihokeo Balai Tutuo.
I think I nailed it.
And Nick Mason.
I'm going to invite all my closest friends to play golf, and Tommy Kraft, John Neighbors are not part of that group.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
1 hour down, 2 hours to go. Appreciate everybody listening in on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. John Neighbors, Nick Mason, Tommy Kraft, Tyler Wilson, all with you this morning. And thank you for making us a part of your morning this morning. We're going to be catching up with Phil Elson, voice of the Arkansas Razorback baseball team, here in about half an hour. So looking forward to that on this Fastball Friday, presented by Harry Robinson Buick GMC.
Yeah, Sierra Crew Cab SLT trucks. These are premium professional-grade trucks. Right now, biggest discount they've had in over 12 months, over $12,000 off right now. Heated and cooled seats, digital dash, navigation, OnStar, tons of features. The Sierra Crew Cab SLT is the step right below the Denali, so you get most every feature you can look for. So check it out right now, over $12,000 off, or you can take 0 for 72-month financing. It's your choice right now at Harry Robinson Buick GMC, exit 11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith.
Well, one of the things that it was a discussion that I actually had a few friends of mine, I think it's a fascinating one, too, and speaking of the baseball team and Dave Van Horn, there's no question that even if Dave Van Horn does not win the national championship this year, does not win the College World Series, he is still going to be an all-time coach. I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the country when it comes to college baseball. And when we start thinking about and talking about
all-time Arkansas?
Well, this is what I'm getting into.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, that's all right. Putting the cart before the horse, Nick. Come on. This is, with what he's got going on right now, Arkansas doesn't really have a lot of coaches, at least currently on campus, that are at his level right now. In fact, you could probably say right now on campus, he is the best coach of all the sports. But when you think about previously in the Arkansas Razorback athletic program in general, and you think about some of the all-time coaches that have come through this university, and you've had some great names, Hall of Fame names even, in a lot of cases, where Dave Van Horn's at now, if you're comparing him to all the other coaches in the history of the Arkansas athletic program in general, where does Dave Van Horn rank right now?
Can't be any higher than third. You have to start at third, because you go back to, why do we play? Or why do we do this radio show? To be the best. I mean,
to get chicks?
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. And that too. But, like, you don't do anything in life and say, ah, you know, I don't mind being third or fourth. Like,
I mean, that's not why you compete in anything in life. So in saying that about Dave, I don't want you, or I don't want to go around saying that you represent the best coach ever at the University of Arkansas and you have not won a national championship, because that looks bad on the University of Arkansas. Like, hold on, your best coach ever hasn't won a national championship. So I think the conversation would have to start at third until he won a national championship. Now, if he won a national championship, that would change the complete conversation all the way around.
Yeah. The hard one is, where do you put McDonald? Because obviously, if it's on championships, he blows everybody out of the water. When you add everybody else's up, they don't equal John McDonald's championships.
I have him at number one, no question.
Well,
and it'll let you fight over Broyles and Richardson.
But Nolan, I mean, the problem with McDonald is that he coached in a sport that not everybody's trying to win. You know, track and field, while we take a lot of pride in it here at Arkansas, that's not a sport everybody's trying to win. And baseball really hasn't been a sport everybody's trying to win till the last 5 or 10 years, maybe. And probably closer to 5 than 10. So, I mean, that's the problem with track is, where does it go? Yeah, you've won a lot of titles and you take a lot of pride in it, but no one's ever saying, when's the last time you bought a ticket to a track meet? You know, when's the last time anyone's demanding better performance out of their track program? We've never taken that call. So, I mean, that's you've got to have some weight, you know, when you're talking about football and basketball, that just have a lot more demand and a lot more pressure.
Well, and I need to retract my statement. I forgot all about track. So,
see, there you go. You just made my point.
But we have to start. We have to start at fourth, because I'm with John. Now, I do agree with what y'all are talking about as far as everybody's not trying to win that. But then you have to look at when you've won so many. I mean, how many did he win? 50 and 4 got taken away?
He
won 42 and a couple got taken. He's still over 40.
Okay. Yeah. So whenever you win 40, and now it's not really fair. So let's just say he won 20, because obviously you have two chances to win
a
national championship.
Men's and women's.
And so, in saying all that, but when you have that many national championships, then you've dominated the sport for that long, and you were the top of your profession.
Yeah.
It's hard not to take that into account. But like Tommy said, I was not talking about McDonald at all. I was talking about Richardson and Broyles, and then I was starting the conversation because I forgot all about track.
If Arkansas had 9 national championships in women's golf or men's golf or tennis or pick an Olympic sport, it's similar to, I mean, that's great. We'd take a lot of pride in it. We'd probably talk a little more about it here because you're winning, and winning's, again, the greatest promotion of all time. But, again, it's not a sport that every school in the Southeastern Conference is out really putting every resource they got behind it trying to win the national championship in women's golf. You know, so, I mean, I just have a hard time putting it on the same pedestal because you won in track that it's the same as winning in these other sports. Football, basketball, baseball are still in that order.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I'm just looking at it from the perspective of just legendary coach, like coaching stuff for their respective sport.
Right. So I'm with Nick on the fact that, Tyler, you can't put Dave any higher than third.
Yeah. So, you know, the way I think you evaluate and rank coaching, and this is just my opinion, is I don't think you can evaluate and rank coaching based on, well, did the school put every dollar that they had in the piggy bank behind this sport to try to win it? I don't think that's how you evaluate coaching. I think you have to evaluate coaching based on every other coach in that conference is trying to win just like the coach at your school. You know, I mean, and quite honestly, you could make the argument that every coach in the Southeastern Conference in women's golf is trying to win just as bad as the coach at Arkansas. So I'm evaluating our coach based on the same competitive factors that everybody else has. Now, so I think you have to do the same with Dave Van Horn. Is everybody in men's baseball, is everybody in the SEC putting the same dollars toward men's baseball that Arkansas is? I don't know. You pull out the books. But the point is, the head coaches within the SEC are wanting to win just as bad as Dave Van Horn is, or trying to win just as bad as Dave Van Horn is. And so, you know, I think that's how you determine what the value of a coach is all his counterparts are wanting to win, you know, and desire to win just as bad as he does. You know, with the economics of it, the cash flow of it, I don't know if you can dive into that component. Obviously, the fan base desires maybe to win a little bit more in football than some of these other sports, but I don't think that's how you can evaluate, you know, necessarily the coaching. I would probably put, you know, I would go McDonald, Broyles, and Richardson, and you can go put whatever order between Broyles and Richardson, and then beyond that, you go, okay, coaches that haven't won national championships. Do you go Sutton? Do you go Lou Holtz? I think those are probably the next two that you would throw in the category, and then here comes obviously active and an unfinished resume with Dave Van Horn.
Well, here's the question that I have, because obviously I think we're on the same page as far as, you know, Broyles and Richardson and even in my case McDonald being above Dave Van Horn right now. If they won the national championship this year, though, does he surpass any of those guys? I mean, those are legendary guys now, and they both won national championships, especially with Broyles and Richardson. So are you going to pass Dave Van Horn over those guys? Or are you just going to keep him where he's at?
I think you're becoming a little bit of a prisoner of the moment if you do.
Yeah. So. See, and I agree with that. And that's my point is, like, even then, it's like, because, again, he's got an unfinished resume because he could win it this year. Yeah. And there could be another opportunity maybe in the next 5-10 years where he could win it again, which then you start getting into that conversation. But even if he did win, as great as it would be, as incredible as it would be, especially given the sport and given the circumstances and given the state of Arkansas program, I'd be hard-pressed to put him above two pioneers that Arkansas had. I know that they won national championships, but even above that, we're bigger than the sport itself.
Now, if we're taking everything into account, then, yeah, it's going to be difficult for him to pass those two. But then if you're stripping away the time period, of course, Nolan Richardson and whenever he came, everything that he had to go through, Frank Broyles, everything that he's done for the university. If you're talking about strictly coaching, though, and accomplishments, if he does win a national championship, depending on how his career ends up, then, I mean, you know, yeah, he could pass those two guys. But if you're taking everything into account of what they meant to the university and coaching on top of that, it's going to be very, very difficult for him to pass those two guys, because, you know, like, those guys are the Michael Jordan of Arkansas coaching or Arkansas athletics.
Yeah, Rushmore of coaches.
Right, well, and just meaning every year removed from Frank and Nolan, they just get a year better and a year greater. And you tend to forget things like those guys didn't always – I mean, they weren't always going to the national championship in basketball. They weren't always winning 10 or 11 games in football, but every year removed, you tend to kind of forget those things or whatever because they are our Michael Jordan. And so it's going to be tough for him to pass their meaning to the program. But if he's able to win a national championship and just depending on how he finished up, because if you look at the last, you know, the last 5 or 6 years for Nolan Richardson, they weren't the best years. So, yeah, I mean, it's possible for him to pass those guys whenever you're talking about just strictly coaching and what's been done on the court or on the field, however you want to look at it.
You know, one of the things, you know, and this is and maybe because he's got one more College World Series now, is Dave now clearly the best baseball coach Arkansas has had? There's only been two since, what, 1970? So, I mean, and Norm took him to four. Now it had been four until this season, five. And you think about that program, and I bring this point up to the fact that this is a baseball program that's had two head coaches since 1970. I mean, I wasn't around 1970. My dad was in high school in 1970. That's the last time Arkansas had a coach that wasn't named DeBrine or Van Horn.
It's been that long. Yeah, you know, and that's what makes it tough, too.
Yeah, that's so phenomenal, though. I mean, you know how rare that is in sports, and that's – you know, it used to be that way in football. You could trace it back. I mean, let's go to Joe Pa at Penn State. I mean, you could probably go. Was there a 65-year stretch, maybe, or maybe even 70-year stretch between, you know, the coaching hires at Penn State before they hired James Franklin? Can you imagine that? I don't know. Go back and, I mean, there might have been a nearly 100-year stretch of coaching between, you know, two guys before they hired James Franklin.
And that's the thing is, like, it's, you know, when you don't see that anymore. And I don't think you'll ever see anything like that again. I mean, look at Nick Saban. Well, the only reason that he is probably the most, I think he is the most tenured coach now at his current program.
He got everybody else fired.
Yeah, and that, and that's the thing is he's gotten everybody else fired and he's won championships. But would have Nick Saban, would Nick Saban still be at Alabama if he wasn't winning the national titles all the time? I mean, with the way that college football is, especially in college sports, they'd be like, no, they get tired of him.
Yeah.
They'd want to move on. And so, you know, the days of, like, getting a coach to get to a double-digit year tenure at a single school, I think, are over. I don't know if we'll ever see that unless it's a case like Nick Saban where they're just winning national championships. But, no, that was a very, very interesting conversation. Something we may bring up later in the show. We're up against it, though. I got to tell you, though, about Williams Tractor and the Raptor Zero-Turn Mower from Hustler. That'll give you the perfectly manicured cut you want with the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower. You can quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, which, of course, allows you to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf quality tools designed to improve quality of life. You can find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville and Berryville and Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas in Rogers.
Follow the Morning Rush on Twitter at Morning Rush Show. This is the Morning Rush.
Welcome back into the Morning Rush. It is time for everyone's favorite segment of the day, Three in the Lane with Nick Mason, presented by Razorback Camper Sales.
Yeah, summertime is camping time. Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is ready to go for summer. They got Salem travel trailers. They're 27-foot model right now with outside kitchens, slide, power jacks, power awning, everything. Only $226 a month right now at Razorback Camper Sales. They've been doing it family-owned, family-operated for 49 summers in a row. So stop in and see them. They'll give you no hassles. It's a low-pressure buying experience. Exit 1 off the bypass in Hot Springs or anytime at your convenience online at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Is anyone up for a game of basketball?
Three in the Lane with Nick Mason.
Kids do not text and drive. Guys, I got a question. How do we push the copy paste button? I'm a lazy person, so if there's a long email or if there's something that I need to move from one page to another,
Control C,
it goes,
Control V,
I just copy and paste. How can we copy and paste what Dave Van Horn has done for the Razorback baseball team, and how can we put that for the Razorback football team, also the Razorback basketball team? I guess for the football team, at this point, it's still up in the air. Everything looks great. It looks great on paper right now. Everybody talks about how Chad Morris is a genius. He's able, he's been able to pick it up on the recruiting trail here of late. But how can we just take the easy way out and just say, okay, here goes the blueprint. Follow these things, and this is how you're going to win. Or is it something in which I can't remember what guest came on and was talking about it, but is it a deal to where it's easier to recruit the South, it's easier to recruit Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, Arkansas for the baseball talent, and there's a lot more baseball talent in the surrounding states versus football and basketball talent? I don't know what it is, but the more the baseball team wins, because, and let's face it, even if Arkansas wins a national championship in baseball this year, that's not going to actually scratch the itch. Now, we continue to lie to ourselves and say, oh, man, this is going to be great. Arkansas is due. It's going to be great to win national championship. That's going to scratch that itch. And it is going to be great to win a national championship. And Arkansas is due. But that's only going to increase the itch in the other sports. Regardless of what you think today, or regardless of what you think the day that Arkansas happens to win a national championship in baseball, a couple of months later, the football season is going to start up. And you're going to begin to ask yourself, well, if Dave Van Horn can win a national championship, can't the football team at least win 9 or 10 games? And then after that, a couple of more months, it's going to be basketball season. And you're going to say, well, if Dave Van Horn can win a national championship, can't the basketball team start making it to Elite Eights and Final Four? So how do we push copy and paste from what Dave Van Horn has done, not only this year, but I'll push copy and paste what Dave Van Horn has done the last 5 years, the last 10 years and you know, and put it on the other sports. And if you could tell me the other sports could do that and not win a national championship or not win any conference championships, but they could just have as much consistent success as the Razorback baseball team, sign me up today. Where do I put in the application? Where do I push that button right here and right now? And I'm telling you, if they happen to win a national championship, that itch is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Winning is a drug. And when you start to win, you know what happens? You want to win more. You know why Kevin Durant signing back with the Golden State Warriors after they've dominated here the last couple of seasons? Because he wants to win two or three more. It just happens. You know why Tom Brady continues to play? Because the Patriots continue to be good, and he loves to win. Winning is definitely a thing that after you get a little bit of it, you want more. That's why Alabama, if they don't win a national championship every year, people are always calling in to Feinbaum saying, well, maybe Nick Saban, you know, maybe he's past his prime. So if anybody can figure it out, call me, text me, email me, do something if anybody can figure out how you press copy and paste.
Always said winning's the best promotion you can have in sports. It's better than free beer night. Winning will get more people out than free beer night.
Let's not push it right now. Going to get to the second hour of the show here in just a second, and we're going to have plenty to talk. Phil Elson, 735, voice of the Razorbacks. Stay with us.
This is the Morning Rush.
For that group.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
And welcome into the Morning Rush on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. Appreciate everybody listening in. John Neighbors, Nick Mason, Tommy Kraft, Tyler Olson will be in shortly as well. We'll all be here, and thank you for making us a part of your morning this morning. Going to have a fun-filled show. Phil Elson, the voice of the Arkansas Razorback baseball team, will be joining us around 7:35. We'll also have Scott Tabor, former Razorback pitcher, joining us around 8 o'clock this morning, because we're going to be talking a lot about the College World Series as the weekend has finally arrived for the Arkansas Razorbacks on this Fastball Friday, presented by Harry Robinson Buick GMC.
11 off of I-540 in Fort Smith at Harry Robinson Buick GMC. Going to be a big weekend there. We're going to be telling you more about that. But you're right, John. It's here, and it's... I was talking to you before the show about that. It just feels different this time. I mean...
Yep.
You easily remember the last few trips. You go back with Dave, you know, going his first trip at Arkansas in 04, then again in 09, 12, 15, and this one, to me, it just feels this trip to Omaha feels different than any of those previous four trips.
And the question is why?
Yeah. I mean, why does it feel – I have a different level of calmness, comfort, confidence – nervousness. there's a whole different set of emotions for this trip to the College World Series, because it's not like, well, this is the cherry on top this time. Or, you know, usually just getting to the College World Series for any program in most years, that's the reward. That's the cherry on top. And then if you can do something great beyond that, fine. And maybe that's the mentality you really got to have to go to Omaha and win this whole thing. But it is... just getting there's not enough. It really feels different to me this time than previous trips to Omaha.
Yes, it does. And it does to me, too. And I'm going to try to give my reason. I'm not saying this is the only reason or the right reason, because I think everybody probably has their own set of reasons. But especially in Arkansas sports, in the major sports, there has not been a year in recent memory where preseason you were picked to win it all, or at least picked to compete to win it all. You lived up to that expectation at the regular season. You get the postseason play. You have that national seed. You have it all going for you. You got where you wanted to be once the regular season ended. Then in the regional and the super regional, you win them. You host them, and you win them. All the expectations have been met. You have been one of the best teams in the country throughout the entire season. And the goal was to get not only to the College World Series, but to make some noise in the College World Series, and here you are. And I think that when you have that long of a stretch where there was no just all-time bonehead screw-ups, I know that they struggled at times. I mean, you know, that road series against Mississippi State was definitely one of those puzzling things, but was it that puzzling because Mississippi State's in the College World Series too? We don't know. But it's just Razorback fans are not used to that type of season. It's usually where if, oh, well, they're not expected to be worth anything. They're going to be a terrible team by everybody that's picking them. And then, boom, they just come out of nowhere and they end up being great. Or they end up being picked really high and really good. And, they, man, this may be the year. And then they completely just wet the bed on the whole thing. And then it just ends up being a disappointment. But this year, I know we have games to play, and we're that's what we're talking about here. But this year, you haven't had either of those. You had it to where they were picked to be great, they have been great, and now they're in a position to be all-time great right now.
Yeah, and I think that's why it feels different. And I think there's a lot of fans that have a lot of confidence that this team is going to go there and do something more than lose their first two games or go 2-2 or do anything other than but I'm still not, if they don't win the whole thing, if they're not there putting the trophy in the air, you know, the weekend of the 23rd, 4th, that, you know, right in there when those dates are, am I going to be disappointed? Yes. Am I going to feel like we really messed the bed because we didn't win the national title? No. I think it's hard to feel that, but I do expect this team to be amongst the last three or four teams left, much like 2012, where you didn't have that expectation. They just played good baseball, got hot, had the parts and the pieces, and fit in amongst what turned out to be the last three teams standing. They didn't get to the championship round. I just feel like Dave's ready to take this program one step further this time, and maybe two steps further. We'll see how the week plays out, the week and a half plays out. But, yeah, it just feels different.
Yeah, and I want everybody else's opinion on this. So if you're listening, call in 877-377-6963 or tweet at us at Morning Rush Show to tell us why is it different? Because I know me and Tommy aren't the only ones feeling this way. I mean, you can tell by this when I saw the video yesterday when the Razorbacks were going to Omaha or they were, you know, sending them off. There was a bunch of fans out there for the send-off. I'm sure they've had fans there before, but if you see that many, you're like, my goodness, this is – I mean, this is just unreal. I talked to some people who are in the business of selling T-shirts and hats and all that for the College World Series. They say they have never been able seen any type of deal where they've been selling that many materials and that many things for Omaha than they have of any other Razorback item. I mean, there's just a new excitement in the air, and I would even make the argument that there's going to be people that are going to Omaha to watch the College World Series that haven't ever gone before, that probably weren't planning on going before.
Yeah.
But now that it's become this huge spectacle, people want to be a part of that event. They want to see it. They want to say that the time Arkansas won the national championship, if they end up doing so, they were there for that. Because we all know the history of Arkansas Razorback sports. In the past, what, 75 years, they've won two national championships in the two major sports. One was in the 60s, which is even up for debate, and the other one was in the 90s in basketball, and that's it. So it's not like this gets to happen every time and every so often. I mean, this is truly a special occasion to where Arkansas legitimately has a chance right now to win it all.
That's why I always have reminded everyone, or just encouraged, or however you want to frame it, enjoy it. This, you know, not that Arkansas doesn't... And when I say routinely, you know, every 3 to 5 seasons, they seem to be in the College World Series one way or another. But enjoy this because this, as we said, this one feels different. You got a real expectation. Because I think there's going to be bitter disappointment if you win 0-2. You know, if Texas beat you, then Florida beat you, which, listen, there's no shame in that. Those are two great teams. That's going to be a year you remember that, you know, that we just, you know, things didn't play out right up there. So just enjoy it, and hopefully it's a long run and you get to that championship series and Arkansas can do it.
Yeah, well, no, I think people are enjoying it for sure, but yeah, it's going to be a disappointment if they do not at least make it to the second weekend. It's going to be a disappointment.
Yeah.
And I know you hate to say that because it's like, hey, you're made in the College World Series. I mean, it's pretty great. But yeah, but I mean, it's just the hype around everything. They've lived up to every expectation. And that's really the issue right here, Tommy.
Yeah.
They've lived up to every expectation this season. And now what are they expected to do? They're expected to win it all. And so that is the expectation. Yeah. And since they've lived up to them all season long, why can't they live up to that one?
Why not this one?
Yeah. That's right. I mean, that's the only thing. That's the only way I can phrase it. That's the best way I can phrase it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just, you know, we were talking before the show. It just feels different, and you can't always figure out why, you know. But for me, it's the expectations. So
yeah, well, and then of course,
and the fact that you've lived, as you've said, just to echo it, because you've lived up to them all year long.
That's right. That's right. And it's just, it's funny as a Razorback fan. You know, it's almost like there are some there. I think the majority of people are excited and they, you know, are hyped up and why they feel different. But it's also that little stimming thing in the back of their mind. They're like, okay, so when are we going to get our hearts ripped out of our bodies? You know, when are we going to have the big, oh, when is the Perry Costello moment going to happen? You know, it just, you feel that even though there's the excitement, you just feel like there's going to just be a big letdown at some point in time. Because that's the Razorback way.
He'll be there and he'll probably work one of your games. So.
Just killing people right now, Tommy.
Well, I'm just trying to tell people what to be ready for.
Yeah.
Perry Costello is working his sixth College World Series on the list. He's sixth or seventh, but I think he's been there six previous times. He's another seven. I was looking at it the other day, but yeah, Perry Costello, one of your College World Series umpires.
Can they get lucky enough to avoid him?
I think they're trying to work it out to get Perry Costello and Mike Morris in the same game for everybody.
Oh, I think that I don't even know if the Razorback fans could not ever take that. They would just melt down right before then and there. So, but no, hopefully you won't have any external factors that keep Arkansas from winning a national championship. If they're not going to win it, you hope it's just because another team played better than them. You don't want any type of umpire or anything like that causing any effect. And I think that's what will make it a lot sweeter, too. But I want your thoughts and opinions. Call in 877-377-6963. Why is this year different, or why does this year feel different as a Razorback fan with Arkansas making it to the College World Series? We'll get to that in a lot more. But first, I got to tell you about Williams Tractor and the Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler. That'll give you the perfectly manicured cut you want with the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower. You can quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, which, of course, allows you to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life. You can find the entire line of Hustler residential commercial zero-turn mowers at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville and Berryville, and Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas in Rogers.
You've been listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast, brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up for game day with Bud Light. Gather your friends, grab some Bud Light, and get ready for the big game. Bud Light, please drink responsibly. And thanks for downloading the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.